Anthropic donors gave 99.8% of $200 million to Democrats while CEO calls Trump feudal warlord. By Jasmine Jordan on March 15, 2026. Anthropic's political orbit has directed more than $200 million in campaign money since the 2020 election cycle, with nearly all of it backing Democrats, while co-founder and CEO Dario Amodei has built a public record of opposition to President Donald Trump that has become part of the broader clash between the artificial intelligence company and the administration. Starting with the 2020 presidential election cycle, Anthropic's founders, board members, and employees have contributed more than $200 million to political campaigns and causes. Only about $335,000 of that total went to Republicans, roughly 0.16%, and none went to Donald Trump. The remaining 99.8% went to Democrats, with the largest recipients including Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and Hillary Clinton. The donation breakdown for the company and its associates highlights the political divide. Anthropic employees have donated a total of $998,000 to candidates since the 2020 election cycle, with approximately $820,000, or 82%, going to Democrats. Early Anthropic investor Dustin Moskovitz has donated a total of $110 million since 2020, including $2.3 million to Joe Biden's presidential campaign and more than $103 million to Kamala Harris's efforts. Amodei has donated $103,600 to Democrats since the 2020 election, with nearly all of it going to Biden or Harris. Anthropic board member Reed Hastings has donated $20 million to Democrats, including $7 million to a pro-Harris super PAC. That political profile has run alongside Amodei's repeated public denunciations of Trump. In 2018, Amodei described Trump as a serious and legitimate threat to the rule of law and urged Americans to vote against this clown. Ahead of the 2024 election, in a Facebook post later deleted, he went further, calling Trump a feudal warlord who uses power for personal gain rather than the national benefit and urging support for Harris. After Trump's election, Amodei was also absent from White House tech events attended by OpenAI's Sam Altman, Meta's Mark Zuckerberg, and Google's Sundar Pichai. In October 2025, co-founder and head of policy Jack Clark published an essay titled Technological Optimism and Appropriate Fear, contending that AI systems were advancing rapidly and that denial of the risks was dangerous. "I am both an optimist about the pace at which the technology will develop, and also about our ability to align it and get it to work with us and for us," Clark wrote. "But success isn't certain." David Sachs, serving as Trump's AI and crypto czar, replied on X by accusing Anthropic of running a sophisticated regulatory capture strategy based on fear-mongering and said the company was principally responsible for the state regulatory frenzy that is damaging the startup ecosystem. In a later post, Sachs claimed Anthropic was trying to backdoor woke AI and other AI regulations through blue states like California. Amodei expressed that he wanted to correct inaccurate claims about Anthropic's positions. "I fully believe that Anthropic, the administration, and leaders across the political spectrum want the same thing," he stated, adding, "when we agree, we say so. When we don't, we propose an alternative for consideration." Anthropic's political posture later collided with the Trump administration during a dispute over military use of the company's artificial intelligence systems. The company refused Pentagon demands that its models be made available for all lawful uses without restriction, instead insisting on safeguards preventing deployment in fully autonomous weapon systems or mass domestic surveillance of Americans. The standoff escalated after President Donald Trump directed federal agencies to immediately cease all use of Anthropic technology and labeled the firm a radical left, woke company. A roughly 1,600-word internal Slack message Amodei sent to approximately 2,000 employees on February 27, 2026, addressed what he described as political motivations behind the administration's stance toward Anthropic. In the message, Amodei remarked, "The real reasons Dow, Department of War, and the Trump admin do not like us is that we haven't donated to Trump, while OpenAI/Greg have donated a lot. We haven't given dictator-style praise to Trump, while Sam has." On March 4, 2026, the Pentagon formally designated Anthropic a supply chain risk to national security, a label historically reserved for foreign adversaries and the first time it had been publicly applied to an American company. The company has also faced backlash from prominent figures in the artificial intelligence and technology sectors. On February 15, Elon Musk attacked Anthropic after the company announced a $30 billion funding round that valued the firm at $380 billion. Musk called the company's AI misanthropic and evil, writing on X, "Your AI hates whites and Asians, especially Chinese, heterosexuals and men. This is misanthropic and evil. Fix it." Musk also mocked the company's name in a separate post, writing, "Frankly, I don't think there is anything you can do to escape the inevitable irony of Anthropic ending up being misanthropic. You were doomed to this fate when you chose your name. The name of the wind." In another January 30 post, Musk added, "Always worth remembering that fate loves irony." The most ironic outcome for a company named Anthropic would be that it is the most misanthropic.